Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Daily 5-Question Trivia Game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Wow, that was...
You kind of give it like a half-ass on that.
I'm nervous here.
You're nervous?
I don't want to shout it. People are doing morning radio shows all around us.
We have come to...
There's a guy behind me wearing a cowboy hat and a fake mustache.
We have come
and
to
I don't want to ruin his show.
And there was somebody with like a bell or something.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
And that guy's been doing that show with the cowbell for, I mean, at least 10 years.
Maybe that's what our show is missing.
Do we need a cowbell?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'll accept any kind of bell.
All right, well, it is the all Disneyland edition of Are You Smarter Than Katie this morning. And Nick is playing. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so Nick, here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask you 5 questions. If you get more questions right than Katie, you'll win. But if you tie, Katie gets the win, okay?
Okay, that seems fair.
Now, we're playing for bragging rights today. No jackpot today, so it's all bragging rights on who knows more about Disneyland.
God, I feel like if I do poorly, Gavin's going to be so pissed.
On Disneyland stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, we did this last year, and I think you won, and I was very proud of you.
Oh.
Yes.
So if you lose, I will not be proud of you.
Okay. So all that will go away.
For a whole year.
Oh, good.
Nick, can you do us a favor? Can you kick Katie out of here for us, please?
All right, Katie, it's time to go.
All right.
All right, Nick, these are 5 questions. These are all Disney-related questions. We were talking to you before we got on the air. You were more of a Star Wars guy.
Yes.
There are Star Wars questions
on
here. Oh, good.
Okay, good. I hope I don't miss those.
We're here to celebrate Star Wars Galaxy's Edge here at the Disneyland Resort. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Gavin, are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, here we go. Question one. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is now open in the Disneyland Resort, including the famous Cantina, where Obi-Wan and Luke Skywalker met Han Solo and Chewbacca for the first time. In the movie, what planet is that cantina located on?
That is in Tatooine.
Question two. When Disneyland was first built, what occupied the land before Walt Disney bought it?
Huh.
3 seconds.
The swamp.
Question three. Thurl Ravenscroft is the voice you hear narrating inside Haunted Mansion, the monorail, and It's a Small World ride. He was also the voice of the original Tony the Tiger. And what foul-smelling, bad-mannered Christmas song?
That would be The Grinch. Oh, the song. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Yeah.
Question four. A Star Wars prototype Boba Fett action figure from 1979 was recently sold at an auction for $112,000. It was never mass-produced because it shot a little plastic rocket that was deemed a safety hazard. The short, silver, and blue droid in Star Wars is named what?
R2-D2.
And question five. If you add up...
Oh, do you need, you're going to need a pen
you
for
might,
this.
Yeah, here you go. Okay.
This is one of the most intense math questions Rain's ever come up with.
Yes.
All right.
All right. If you add up all of the ghosts inside the Haunted Mansion...
Okay.
The number of fingers cast members use to point...
Okay.
The number of this top secret club in New Orleans Square... The year Disneyland opened to the public...
Okay.
And Abraham Lincoln was this number president.
Okay.
What is the total of all the numbers I just named?
105.
105. Okay.
Now, I know that the Abraham Lincoln part. Could you find Katie for us?
Yeah, where did she go? Is she gone?
I don't know.
Did she leave?
I know it seems random at the end to have the Lincoln part, but there's the Lincoln attraction here that nobody ever goes to.
We went to the first time yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
And?
Very cool.
What is it called? Real Moments with Mr. Lincoln?
Yeah.
Real Moments?
Yeah. Something like that.
It's pretty impressive.
I was, yeah, thoroughly impressed.
One of the funniest stories to ever come out of Disneyland was when that ride first opened. It used, animatronics used red hydraulic fluid.
Oh.
And something went wrong with that.
Oh, no.
And it sprung all these red hydraulic leaks.
Oh, jeez.
Kids were screaming.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
All right, Katie, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, these are tough today. These are all Disneyland questions for Are You Smarter Than Katie? Here we go. Question one. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is now open in the Disneyland Resort, including the famous cantina where Obi-Wan and Luke Skywalker met Han Solo and Chewbacca for the first time. In the movie, what planet is that cantina on?
Tatooine.
Whoa!
Correct.
Wow! Oh my God!
Did you just fall in love with me?
No. Is that only because I was just talking about how because Galaxy's Edge is a new planet called Batuu?
Yes.
Have you been yet?
I have.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I built a lightsaber and everything.
And did you really?
Oh yeah, it's beautiful.
How much was it? Yeah. Was it a lot?
It took a dent.
It was a lot. Okay. Yeah. But I asked somebody here who helped create Galaxy's Edge, how is the cantina on Batuu and Tatooine?
You're asking me if that is how.
Is that why you knew Tatooine?
I did.
All right, I believe you. Okay.
All right.
God, you're trying to take credit for everything.
By the way, the answer that he gave me was apparently it's a franchise.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Question two: when Disneyland was first built, what occupied the land before Walt Disney bought it?
Orange groves.
That is correct.
Holy cow. That's because she's staying at the Grand.
No, it isn't.
And at the Grand's themed oranges.
That's right,
why
yeah.
Can't you just, like, leave me alone?
All right, here we go. Question three. Thurl Ravenscroft is the voice you hear narrating inside the Haunted Mansion, the monorail, and It's a Small World ride. He was also the voice of the original Tony the Tiger and what foul-smelling, bad-mannered Christmas song?
The Grinch.
More specific.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That is correct.
Wow.
All right, question four. A Star Wars prototype Boba Fett action figure from 1979 was recently sold at an auction for $112,000. It was never mass-produced because it shot a little plastic rocket out that was deemed a safety hazard. The short silver and blue droid in Star Wars is named what?
R2-D2.
That is correct.
Nick, this is incredible.
Yeah, that one threw me off. He went a whole different direction.
He does that a lot.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that.
All right, you have to listen carefully, Katie. This is a tough one.
Okay.
This could be the toughest math question I've ever done.
Okay.
If you add up all of the ghosts inside the Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
The number of fingers cast members used to point. The number of this top secret club in New Orleans Square. The year Disneyland opened to the public. And Abraham Lincoln was this number president. What is the total of all of the numbers I just named?
Okay, the one thing that's throwing me off is I don't know how many ghosts are in Haunted Mansion.
Wow. Well.
I know that they say it.
Well, that's really too bad.
Okay, I'm going to say 200.
That is incorrect.
Close to what Nick said. You two are way off.
Yeah. Okay, well, okay, here's what I do know, though. Okay, so the first one, I don't know the number of ghosts. That you point with two fingers.
Correct.
Club 33.
Correct.
Opened in 1955.
Correct.
Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president.
Correct.
Yeah, those are all four.
Can I do the Haunted Mansion?
Please do.
We have 999 ghosts, but there's always room for one more.
So the answer would be 3,005 as the total. Yeah. All right. Well,
if I'd only known that, you guys would have been so impressed.
So impressed.
Well, was I supposed to add up the 1900 into that?
Yeah, 1955. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. All right. Today's final score: Nick 3, Katie 4. Katie is the winner today.
Reigning champ at Disneyland. Sorry, Nick.
Yeah,
but you get this half-eaten Rice Krispie treat.
Oh, okay, delicious.
Oh, and
Main Street Electrical Parade.
Half-eaten macaroon.
Lots of half-eatens around here, okay? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Nick, our tradition here is you got to say that you are, in fact, smarter than Katie.
No, but he's not.
I'm not.
Oh,
Katie, I'm not smarter than you.
No, you're not, Nick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.